In March 2022, Elon Musk, the world's richest person worth $270 billion, set his sights on his favorite addiction. Unlike other billionaires who might buy yachts or sports teams, Musk craved Twitter as both business venture and ideological crusade. The platform where he spent hours daily scrolling, laughing at memes, and broadcasting his thoughts to millions had become, in his view, a weapon wielded by San Francisco liberals suppressing viewpoints he enjoyed. The takeover captivated everyone from Silicon Valley insiders to casual users. Celebrities publicly refused to pay for verification under Musk's new regime. What began as seemingly impulsive soon revealed Musk's fundamental misunderstanding of Twitter's challenges, which were social and political rather than merely technical. His ownership journey would transform not just a platform used by over 200 million people daily, but also Musk himself, pushing him further into political extremism while eroding the carefully crafted image that had made him a tech world hero. When Jack Dorsey posted the world's first tweet in 2006, no one imagined the platform's eventual impact. Born from a failing podcasting startup called Odeo, Twitter began as Dorsey's concept for real-time status updates, a platform for instant sharing without much thought. The 140-character limit, initially imposed by SMS constraints, became the platform's defining feature, forcing users to be concise and clever. After explosive growth following its 27SXW debut, Twitter evolved into something far more significant than its creators had envisioned. It became instrumental in social movements like the Arab Spring and embraced free speech principles that would later prove complicated to maintain. Through political maneuvering, Dorsey eventually returned as CEO in 2015 after being ousted years earlier. Standing bearded and enigmatic before Twitter employees, he was positioned as the returning visionary founder, his Steve Jobs moment after years in exile. But Twitter's problems had grown more complex during his absence. Harassment, misinformation, and stagnant user growth presented challenges requiring more than technical solutions. The platform that began as a simple status update service had become a global town square with all the messiness that entails. Musk embraced Twitter in 2010 to control his narrative after conflicts with journalists. After securing the @ElonMusk handle, he used the platform to promote Tesla and SpaceX while frequently clashing with media critics. His Twitter engagement intensified dramatically by 2017, with tweets increasing 60% to over 3 daily posts. Unlike passive users, Musk posted freely, mixing crude humor with bold corporate announcements. When someone suggested he purchase Twitter after he proclaimed his love for the platform in December 2017, he replied, "How much is it?" His impulsive tweeting led to trouble in August 2018 when he announced plans to take Tesla private at $420 per share, claiming funding secured. The tweet violated SEC rules, resulting in a $20 million fine and oversight requirements. Yet Musk remained defiant, especially after winning a defamation case over calling a cave rescuer a pedo guy, emboldening him further on the platform he would later acquire. After secretly becoming Twitter's largest shareholder with 9.2% ownership in early 2022 through Morgan Stanley, Musk exchanged texts with Jack Dorsey. New CEO Parag Agrawal saw Musk as a potential ally who shared his views on content moderation. At their San Jose meeting, Musk surprised them by suggesting taking Twitter private. Though initially accepting a board position, Musk bristled at being just one voice among 10 with no operational control. When Agrawal questioned Musk's public criticism of Twitter, Musk texted, "I'm not joining the board. This is a waste of time. We'll make an offer to take Twitter private." As Twitter's board faced the hostile takeover threat, they enlisted Goldman Sachs for defense. After Musk told Chairman Bret Taylor he would take Twitter private, he sent a formal offer valuing Twitter at $44 billion, $54.20 per share, a Weed reference. Despite implementing a poison pill defense, the board accepted Musk's terms. Twitter's board secured extraordinary terms. Musk would sign personally, be liable for financing, and face a specific performance clause allowing Twitter to force the deal through. A $1 billion breakup fee would apply only in limited cases. In Austin, Musk confided to an Indonesian minister, "I think this is the craziest thing I've ever done. I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life." Twitter employees were split, many outraged, others hopeful about Musk's potential impact. Musk needed to raise $33.5 billion beyond $13 billion in debt financing. His wealthy friends showed unwavering support. Larry Ellison pledged $2 billion after a brief text exchange, while Mark Andreessen's firm offered $250 million without due diligence. Doubts soon emerged. Musk texted banker Michael Grimes about Putin's Ukraine speech, suggesting Twitter's purchase made no sense if WW3 loomed. As Tesla's stock fell, threatening his financing, he shifted focus to Twitter's bot problem, demanding access to platform data and publicly questioning the deal. On July 8, Musk's lawyer moved to terminate the merger agreement, citing Twitter's multiple breaches. The board, led by Silver Lake's Egon Durban, who vowed to make him pay every fucking penny, prepared for battle in Delaware's Court of Chancery. Facing likely court defeat and potential exposure of private communications, Musk surrendered in October 2022, accepting the original terms. He entered Twitter headquarters with a sink, for the pun, let that sink in, and immediately fired top executives, including CEO Parag Agrawal. Chaos ensued. Musk halved Twitter's 7,500-person workforce, then demanded remaining employees commit to an extremely hardcore culture or leave. Thousands more departed. He restored banned accounts, dismantled content moderation, and rebranded the platform as X, abandoning the iconic Blue Bird's 17-year legacy. A year later, Musk valued X at $19 billion in employee stock grants, though Fidelity assessed it at $11.8 billion, 73% below purchase price. His personal wealth dropped $80 billion as X struggled and Tesla shares declined, costing him his position as world's richest person. The Twitter saga demonstrates how concentrated wealth can reshape digital platforms. One billionaire's impulsive decision, driven by personal grievances and ideology, transformed a platform used by hundreds of millions. What began with just setting up my Twitter ended with a quest for control that diminished the platform itself. Twitter's influence has dispersed across social media, with its features now replicated on Instagram's Threads, Substack's Notes, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. This fragmentation seems irrelevant to Musk, who remains insulated in an algorithmic bubble of verified supporters. Ultimately, Musk's acquisition wasn't about protecting a global town square, it was about personal control. The once vibrant public forum became an extension of one man's interests, with the iconic Blue Bird replaced by X, a symbol of Musk's longtime fixation that marked both his first internet venture and possibly his last.